Welcome to Zichud Daf Simani. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechet Haravin, Daf Tzarihei. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, the last Mishnah Perek states, Habona Ali al Gabi Shnei Batim. If one builds a second story over two houses that are on opposite sides of Rishus Ravim, one is permitted to carry underneath his upper floor, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree and say that it's asur to carry there. Rabbi explains the reason, Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason he permits it is not because he holds that two walls, meaning the side on each building, are proper mechitzah medaraisa. But rather, he holds, Pitikri Yor Vesosim, you look at the ends of the upper floors as if walls are extending downwards from it. Therefore, there are actually four walls. Rav explained to Abai that while it's true that it's known from a Braisa, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls create a Mechitza Medaraisa. When he had said that this is not the reason Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, he meant to say that you cannot positively see that from our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning in our Mishnah may be because he holds that Pitikri Yor Vesosim. Point number two, the opening Mishnah of the 10th Perek states, A motzi tefillin, one who finds tefillin on Shabbos in a field, where one is not permitted to carry and where the tefillin are in danger of being destroyed, machnisin zug zug. He should bring them in pair by pair. Rashi explains they should put them on as if he's doing the mitzvah one at a time and continue this process until he's brought in all the pairs of tefillin. When Gamliel disagrees and says that one must put two of the shel rosh on his head and two of the shel yad on his arm and bring them into his house in that manner. And the Mishnah adds that one does this on Shabbos if it's clear that these tefillin were real. If they appear to be just amulets, just kameyas, then one may not carry them on Shabbos in order to save them from desecration. And point number three, the Gemara asks that if Rabbi Gamliel holds the reason one's allowed to bring in tefillin by wearing them is that Shabbos is man tefillin hu, then he should only permit wearing one pair of tefillin at a time. And if he holds that Shabbos loves man tefillin hu, and it is only for the purpose of saving the tefillin that the Rabbanim permitted transporting them in the form of attire, then he should be allowed to wear and transport even more than two pair at a time. The Gemara answers Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos loves man tefillin hu. However, the reason he can't wear more than two pairs is that the Rabbanim permitted wearing tefillin in the manner of attire for saving them, but makom tefillin, in the place where tefillin is supposed to be worn. The Gemara concludes that there is a place in the head for two pairs of tefillin and place in the arm for two pairs to be worn. So once again, the three points are number one. The last mission of the Perek states, Habona Ali al Gabi Shnei Batim. If one builds a second story over two houses that are on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim, one is permitted to carry underneath its upper floor, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree and say that it's usher to carry there. Rabbi explains the reason, Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason he permits is not because he holds that two walls, meaning the side of each building, are proper mechitza medaraisa, but rather because he holds that pitikra yor vesosim. We look at the ends of the upper floor as if the walls are extending downwards from it. Therefore, there are actually four walls. Rabbi explained to Abai that while it's true that it's known from a braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls create a mechitza medaraisa. When he had said that this is not the reason Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, he meant to say, you cannot positively see that from our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yehuda's reason in our Mishnah may be because he holds the Pitikri Yor Vesosim. Point number two, the opening Mishnah of the 10th Perek states, Hamotzi Tefillin, one who finds Tefillin on Shabbos in a field, where one is not permitted to carry and where the Tefillin are in danger of being destroyed, Machnisin Zug Zug, he should bring them in pair by pair. Rashi explains that he should put them on as if he's doing the mitzvah one at a time and continue this process until he's brought in all the pairs of Tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and says that one must put two of the shel rosh on his head and two of the shel yad on his arm, and bring them into the house in that manner. The Mishnah adds that one does this on Shabbos if it's clear that these tefillin were real. If they appear to be just amulets, then one may not carry them on Shabbos in order to save them from desecration. And point number three, the Gemara adds that if Rabbi Gamliel holds the reason one is allowed to bring in tefillin by wearing them is that Shabbos is man tefillin hu, then he should only permit wearing one pair of tefillin at a time. And if he holds that Shabbos loves man tefillin hu, and it is only for the purpose of saving the tefillin that the Rabbanim permitted transporting them in the form of attire, then he should be allowed to wear and transport even more than two pair at a time. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos loves man tefillin hu. However, the reason he cannot wear more than two pairs is that the Rabbanim permitted wearing tefillin in the manner of attire for saving them, but makom tefillin, in the place where tefillin is supposed to be worn. The Gemara concludes that there is place on the head for two pairs of tefillin and place on the arm for two pairs to be worn. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Tzarihei, and the siman is a Tzahal tank commander. Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander parked his tank under the second story over two houses on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim when he noticed some tefillin and kameyas in a field and had his crew wear two pairs of tefillin each to bring back into the houses. Once again, it's a motion. The tank commander. Tank commander. That must mean Ron Duff. Tzadihei. The tank commander parked his tank under the second story over two houses on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim, which reminds us, if one builds a second story over two houses that are on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim, one is permitted to carry underneath his upper floor, according to the Rebbe Yehuda, whereas the Chachamim disagree and say that it's usher to carry there. Rabbah explained to Abai that while it's true that it's known from a b'raisa, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls create a mechitza mid'raisa. When he had said that this is not the reasoning Rabbi Yehuda here in this Mishnah, he meant to say that you cannot positively see that from our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning in our Mishnah may be because he holds that pi tikra yord v'sosem. So the tank commander parked his tank under the second story over two houses on opposite sides of Shusha Rabim, when he knows some tefillin and kameyas in a field, which reminds us that it's Malchokas Tana Kamen Raman Gamliel regarding how many pairs of tefillin one can wear at a time if he finds them in a field on Shabbos, one or two, and that kameyas cannot be saved. So the tank commander parked his tank under the second story over two houses on opposite sides of Shusha Rabim, when he knows some tefillin and kameyas in a field, and had his crew wear two pairs of the tefillin each to bring back into the houses. Which reminds us that Raman Gamliel holds that Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin Hu. And the reason that one can only wear two pairs of tefillin is that they must be worn in the place of the tefillin. And that's possible with two pairs of tefillin both on the arm and on the head, but not more. So once again, the tank commander parked his tank under the second story over two houses on opposite sides of Shusha Rabim when he noticed some tefillin and kameyas in a field and had his crew wear two pairs of tefillin each to bring back into the houses. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Tzadi Av. So the symbol of Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign, a yitzia. So here goes. The exit sign enthusiast, exit sign, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadi Aleph. The exit sign enthusiast who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Peites Amud Aleph introduced the three opinions of Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon regarding carrying on roofs and chatzeros and karpavs. Rav Yehuda said that upon careful analysis, you'll find that according to Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus L'Atzman, Chetzeres Rishus L'Atzman, Karpavos Rishus L'Atzman. Carrying between roofs or between chetzeros or between karpavs is permitted when they're owned by different people who did not make an erev. It's not permitted to carry from one category of rishus to another. Rashi explains that roofs, chetzeros, and karpavs are not constantly in use and are each considered one rishus. The reason why one may not carry between them is that they're each considered a different rishus because of chiluk tashmish v'shinui shem harishus. Each one has a different use and a different name. So the exit sign enthusiasts who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chetzeros, and karpavs with bigger signs at karpavs, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said according to the Chachamim of Mishnah, who prohibit carrying between roofs belonging to different owners, gagin v'chetzeros rishus echad. Roofs and chetzeros are one rishus, meaning one may carry between roofs and chetzeros that are owned by different people. Karpavos rishus achasen, and karpavs are one rishus, and one may carry from one karpav to another, even if they're owned by different people, but carrying between a karpav and a chatzer or a roof is forbidden, even if owned by the same person. Rashi explains that one may carry between roofs and a chatzeros because tashmish and shava, their uses are similar, but one may not carry from a roof or a chatzer to a karpav, or vice versa, shein tashmish and shava, their uses are not similar. So the exit sign enthusiasts who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs, with bigger signs at karpavs, was dismayed when news broke that the halachas were Rabbi Shimon, even if the residents of each chatzer made an erev. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Peites Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shimon stated that roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs are all one rishus in regards to items that began Shabbos in one of them. Rav said the halach is like Rabbi Shimon, mahu shelo irvu, provided that the residents of each chatzer have not joined in an erev with the residents of their own chatzer. Although irvu lo, but if they, residents of the chatzeros, have joined in an erev with residents of their own chatzer, but not with residents of the other chatzeros, then even Rabbi Shimon did not permit carrying from one chatzer to another. For we decree that this is prohibited for fear that one may come to carry out utensils that began Shabbos in the house from one chatzer into another chatzer. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan disagree and say, ben irvu, ben shelo irvu. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, whether or not the residents of each chatzer have joined in an erev. They weren't concerned that people will also carry items that were inside. The Gemara brings several brises which seem to support Rav or Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and refutes them all. Dav Tzadi Beis, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi Beis is a turtle, a tzav, so here goes. The turtle infestation, turtles, that must be more in Dav Tzadi Beis. The turtle infestation in the churba between two chetzeros, where only one made an erev, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case of shtei chetzeros v'churba achaz b'nehem, two chetzeros and a destroyed building in between, and the members of one chetzer made an erev for itself to carry in and out of their houses, and one didn't. Rav Huna says we give the rights to use the churba on Shabbos to the one which did not make an erev. The reason that we don't give it to the ones that made an erev is because the people who live there might bring things out from their houses to their chatzer, and from there bring them into the churba. Chiya bar Rav on the other hand says that both chatzeros are usher to carry to and from the churba. Rashi explains that because of the concern that the ones who made an erev will bring things into the chatzer, and then from there into the churba, we forbid even the people who did not make an Erev to carry into the Churva. So the turtle infestation in the Churva between two Chatzeros, where only one made an Erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Gagadov Samach HaKatan, if a big roof is next to a small roof, Hagadol Mutar V'Katan Aser, then the big roof is permitted to carry items onto from inside the house, and the small one is forbidden to do so. In general, two roofs that are next to each other would forbid each other from carrying onto them. However, in this case, the big roof is completely surrounded by walls based on good asik, with an opening less than 10 amos into the small roof. Therefore, the opening is not considered a breach, which would thereby connect the two roofs, but rather it's considered a pesach, a doorway. On the other hand, one is forbidden to carry from inside the house onto the small roof, because it only has three walls and is nifratz l'makama asua, completely open on the four side to an area that is forbidden to it, that being the larger roof. So the turtle infestation in the churva between two chatzeros, where only one made an erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof, while nine residents in the big chatzer made a minyan with the 10th resident in the small chatzer next to it. Which reminds us, the Gemara mentions other cases that are similar to the Mishnah's case of a large chatzer that was breached into a small one. In all the cases, the Gemara mentions diur gadol b'katana ve'ein diur katana b'gadola. The big chatzer has power over the small chatzer and pulls the small chatzer towards it, whereas the small chatzer has no power over the big chatzer and cannot pull the big chatzer towards it. For example, if there are nine people in a big chatzer and one person in an adjacent small one, then since the small chatzer is pulled toward the big one, they combine for a minyan. However, if there are nine people in the small one and one person in the big one, they do not combine, since we cannot say that the nine, who are the majority, will be pulled toward the one person. Dav Tzadik Gimel. So the sim for Dav Tzadik Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The scenic train tour. Train tour, that must be wrong. Dav Tzadik Gimel. The scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, which reminds us. On Dav Tzadik Beis Amun Beis, Abai said that we never find a case where adding mechitzas creates an iser that did not exist when the mechitza was not there. The Gemara already challenged Abai's premise twice on Dav Tzadik Beis Amun Beis and continues to challenge him on this Dav. Rabbi Rav Chanan said to Abai, "V'lo metzinu b'mechitza l'iser. Do we not find examples of a mechitza that causes an iser? But it was taught in a brace regarding climb. Bai shechetzi makor v'chetzi in a makor, in a house that is half roofed and half unroofed. Gafanin kan, matui zerol kan. If there are vines growing here under the roof part, it's permitted to plant grain or greens here under the unroofed part, even without leaving the normally required distance of dalet amos between the vineyard and the plantings." Rashi explains that we apply the principle of pitikri yod v'sosem. The edge of the roof extends downwards and seals, partitioning the vineyard from the plantings. So Rabbi Rav Chanan concludes his question that if they had extended the roof so that it covers the entire house, it would be prohibited to plant grain or greens within dalet amos of the vines. So we see from this that adding a roof, which is a form of mechitza, can cause an iser. Abai responded, "Hasam silk mechitzasu." In this case, one is removing the partition, meaning the addition of the second half of the roof is not considered adding mechitza, but rather eliminating the mechitza that had previously covered until the middle of the house and separate the vines from the plantings. So the scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, in the chatzar five tefachim higher than the neighbors with a five tefach wall, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says, "Gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha." A chatzar that is five tefachim higher than a neighboring chatzar and also has a wall that is five tefachim high is not considered to have a 10 tefach high wall unless the partition consists entirely of elevation or of mechitza. The Gemara questions this from a brayso, which states that in the above case, the two adjoining chatzeros may not have one erev for both of them. We see from this that Gidud chamisha and mechitza chamisha do indeed combine to create a 10 tefach wall, thereby not allowing the two chatzeros to join in one erev. The Gemara answers that when Rav Chisda said that we do not look at this case as there being a 10 tefach wall, he meant this only regarding the top chatzer, being the one in the top chatzer only sees the five tefachim of wall. However, regarding the bottom chatzer, from which 10 tefachim of ground and wall can be seen, it is indeed considered a wall. Therefore, the Braisa states that the two chatzeros may not have one single erev. So the scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, in the chatzer five tefachim higher than the neighbors with the five tefach wall, came to a screeching halt when the wall between two chatzeros suddenly collapsed. Which reminds us, Rabbi Hoshaya asks, what's the law about Diyurin Hambayim B'Shabbos, residents arriving on Shabbos? Rashi explains that the case is that there's a wall in between two chatzeros which fell on Shabbos. Each chatzer had its own erev, but now that the wall fell, the two chatzeros are one large chatzer containing the residents of both. Rav Hoshai's question is if the residents of both chatzeros are now forbidden to carry, being that people who had not joined in their erev, meaning the residents within the chatzer, have now joined them on Shabbos. The Gemara suggests a proof, but then refutes it. Dav Tzadi Dala. So the sim for Dav Tzadi Dala is a hunter. So here goes. The exasperated hunter, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadi Dalet. The exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breach chatzer, which reminds us. The first mission on the Daf states, Rabbi Lezer holds that chatzer shenipritzu ishus harabim, the chatzer, which was completely breached into ishus harabim, or Rashi adds, an area breached more than 10 amos wide, then the chatzer has the lach of ishus harabim, and therefore, one would be forbidden with the rice to carry something from his chatzer into ishus yachid, or from a ishus yachid into his chatzer. The Chachamim disagree and hold that his chatzer has the halacha of a karmelis, and therefore carrying from his chatzer into Rishus Rabim, or from Rishus Rabim to his chatzer, is forbidden by the Rabbanan. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Gazer would consider the chatzer Rishus Rabim if it's still privately owned and the owner has the right to restrict access, and concludes the machlokas between Rabbi Gazer and the Chachamim was on the makom mechitza, the site of the collapsed wall. Rabbi Gazer considers the area now used by the public as a Rishus Rabim. So the exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breach chatzer, and again, when it escaped through another chatzer breach in the corner, which reminds us, the next mission discusses a case of chatzer shenipritz harishus harabim mishtei ruchoseh, a chatzer which two of its sides broke open into rishus harabim on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says it's permitted to carry there throughout that Shabbos, but not on the coming Shabbosim. Rav Yossi disagrees and says if it's permitted to carry on that Shabbos, then it would be permitted to carry on future Shabbosim, and if it would be forbidden to carry on future Shabbosim, then it would be forbidden to carry on this Shabbos as well. The Gemara explains the words of Rav Yossi on Daf Tzadihei Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah discusses a case of two breach walls, as seemingly the halacha would be the same if only one wall was breached, and concludes that the Mishnah is discussing a case where the opening is 10 amos or less, and shenifritz bekeren zavis, it is open in the corner of the chatzer, and the two walls joining on the corner are breached. If there is only one opening, then we would say that the opening is considered a pesach, and the chatzer is not considered to be open in the rishus harabim. But if the opening is in the corner, it cannot be considered a pesach, being that the pitzchim bekeren zavis will have the inshi. People do not make doorways in the corners of their chatzer. So the exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breached chatzer, and again when it escaped through another chatzer breached in the corner, ran out of ammunition just as the deer stopped to eat under the aksadra in the valley. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the case of aksadra babika, a roof structure with four beams and no walls standing in a valley. Rav holds that it's permitted to carry within the aksadra, being that we look at it as if pitikra yor the sosim, four walls extend downwards from the top ends of the roof, thereby enclosing the area with a mechitza. Shmuel holds that one may only carry dalet amos within this area. He holds that we do not say pi tivka yord vesosim. The Gemara earlier qualified that Shmuel does not hold to this rule only when all four walls are missing, but he agrees when only three walls are missing that we look at the area as if three walls are extending downwards and creating a mechitza. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from Masechus, Brachos, and Shabbos. Number one, which daf did Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim regarding a chatzer that is breached into rishus harabim? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number two. Which of the one that nine people in a large chatzer can make a minyan with one person in a small chatzer? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number three. Which of the one that Abai holds that extending a roof completely over the vines in a house is a case of silk mechitza, eliminating the mechitza? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number four. Which of the one we discuss carrying under a second story over two houses that are on opposite sides of Rishus Rabin? That's on Daf Tzadi Hei. Good. Number five. Which of the discuss carrying within a churva that is between two chatzeros where only one chatzer made an erev? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number six. Which daf the machlok is Tanakam Rav Gamliel regarding how many pairs of tefillin may one wear if he finds them on Shabbos in a field? That's on Daf Tzadi Hei. Good. Number seven. Which daf the when a breach in the corner of a chatzer is not considered a pesach because people don't make entrances in the corner of their chatzer? That's on Daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number eight. Which of the one that Rabbi Shimon holds that gagos, chatzeros, and karfefos are considered one rishus since their use isn't regular and one is permitted to carry between them? That's on Daf Pei Tes. Good. Number nine. Which of the one Rabbi Yehuda says that according to the Chachamim, karpafs are different than roofs and chatzeros? That's on Daf Tzadi Olav. Good. And number ten. Which daf do you discuss the case of one chatzer five tefachim higher than another chatzer with a five tefach wall? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good, now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we have a question regarding the menorah, whether hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah? That's on daf Chaf Gimel and Shabbos. Good, number two, which daf do we have one would be chai for adding one letter to complete one of the Sifrei Tanakh? That's on daf Kuf Dalet and Shabbos. Good, and number three, which daf do we have about tefillah sederach? That's on daf Chaf Tes and Brachos. Excellent, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.